Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Oh, yeah! It is the iCouple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner, Rob Parker.
Live
from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. You won't be disappointed for the next 3 hours. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
Man, I'm lovely. Nice day here.
Yes. It's great walking around
in Jersey.
It's spooky out here.
Yeah.
This afternoon when I was walking the streets of Manhattan, Chris, and tonight had a nice dinner with a couple of friends, Mo and Ed. We just went to Mastro's. So it was delicious. It was absolutely
great. Where's the Mastro's?
You know what? There's a Mastro's.
I didn't even know there was a Mastro's.
Yeah, I think it's new. Yeah. But it's on 52nd, Chris, and 6th Avenue. That's near Fox.
52nd and 6th. Okay, yeah.
Television. Yeah.
We're not in that studio, first things first.
Oh, you're not there anymore?
No, we're on the east side, or the west side. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't know they weren't in the Fox News building.
Yep. Okay. We're out of there. Okay. But, okay, so cool, man. Cool. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yes.
And we got a lot to get to, so let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get this party started. DJ Alex Tyshirt in once again. We started
Alex.
To get used to you again.
Yo.
Man.
Alex, how do
Funky
I sound?
Funky Flashback Friday.
Rob, you sound majestic.
Okay, thank you.
Alex, don't take this the wrong way.
Okay.
Uh-oh, Alex, this means that he's going to dump on you when he says
no,
that.
No, we love
not.
You. But Mary has been getting busy.
Really?
On Funky Flashback Friday. Am I right, Rob?
Yeah. You know what? It's shocking
Mary's been doing her thing.
Who just turned legal.
Right.
Mary, she's been bugging on the ones and twos.
Well, how about this, guys? Since you guys love her so much,
man,
I'll let her be here Monday, Tuesday
tonight.
Next week.
Uh-oh,
just for you.
Look at this.
Uh-oh. I'm sure.
Did
I'm
you
sure.
hear that, Chris?
Yeah, she was going to be in anyway.
She was, actually, so it
nice
doesn't matter.
Way of telling us
oh, is that what it was? Alex, you were trying
Cowherd
to make us feel bad.
No, actually, she's my main plug. I hit her up now for my days that I want off.
All right. Well, she did
nice.
A good job.
Beautiful.
So we also have Rob G, the super producer, is also in his place. Shay Moengart is producing today's show. So, Shay, welcome. We're looking forward
Shay
to that.
Shay is the man. We love Shay.
Thanks, guys.
Yes.
Great pronunciation, Chris.
The rare thing.
Did he get it right?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, he got as close as he can get, you know?
See, Chris, it ain't right. Yeah,
what is right? Nice. Give us the
say
correct pronunciation.
So it's Cheyenne Moengart, but I would always say Moengart.
Moengart?
Moengart, but people can do the huh, so I don't force you. I have
phlegm, so I can do it. Moengart.
Yeah. That was close.
Alex, you got that?
That's
got
to be.
That's a drop right there.
Yes, Alex, you got that right. Okay.
All absolutely.
Right.
Monty Bolaños in. The rare Friday where there's no Steve DeSager, but Monty.
It's amazing. You know, Monty's a big star on the radio. I'm shocked that she's here on a Friday night. Just shocked.
Yeah, I mean, she's slumming. Yeah, she's gone on to bigger and better things. But yes. And on the social media, the great Elijah Sibunya. All right, Rob, let's get to it. Now, the Lakers, weird situation because they have been playing fairly well. You know, they've been winning a lot of games, and it's not like they look that bad. But, Rob, they're not even the ninth seed anymore. They're the 10th seed in the West. And likely, it's not official yet, but likely to face Golden State in the first round, or in the play-in, I should say. Or it could be Sacramento. And Anthony Davis said today, they play the Grizzlies tonight, I think we're in a great place. He can go on the two games that we lost. I played a quarter, then LeBron didn't play one. So he's talking about their injuries, but that's, you know, they still have lost plenty of games with those two. But he says that the bottom line is, I think we're in a great place. At the end of the day, no matter where you are in the standings, you still have to win. For us, it's about taking it one game at a time, whether that's 10th place, 9th place, 8th, no matter where you are. You can be the first seed. You still have to win basketball games. So that's our mindset. No matter where we are, we just got to win. Now, that's the attitude you should take. That's for sure. And they're 45-35, which is not bad, but they are the 10th seed because they're tied with Sacramento and Golden State, and those two teams have the tiebreakers over the Lakers, Rob. So here's the question I want to throw out to you and later to our listeners. If you're the Lakers, would you rather face in that play-in, the first play-in, one-and-done scenario, Sacramento or Golden State?
I'd rather take Golden State, Chris. Golden State, they were able to manhandle. They had a matchup issue, nobody to guard Anthony, right? Nobody really to stop him. Last year, they couldn't do anything. For whatever reason, Sacramento has their number. Chris, right? I don't know what you got the numbers. They've owned the Lakers.
Sacramento has beaten the Lakers 8 of their last 10 matchups.
Yeah, I mean,
Anthony Davis has never beaten Domantas Sabonis.
That's crazy.
He's 0-9 against Sabonis. Now, in fairness, Rob, the Warriors are 3-1 against the Lakers this year.
Yeah, but the
Lakers won was in overtime.
I remember that. That was a big comeback.
So they've had the Lakers number as well this year.
But last year, they manhandled the Warriors.
In that play-in game?
Yeah.
Okay, but we're talking about this year.
No, I got it. I still would take the Warriors over Sacramento. Sacramento's, they have had a longer stretch of, for whatever reason, Chris, beating the Lakers. And it's shocking that Anthony's never beaten Sabonis. I mean, when you 0-9, we talk about sample size all the time, Chris. That's a big sample size, 0-9.
Yep.
That's me. Yep. I would take the Warriors.
Well, the Warriors in a one-and-done scenario, Rob, are scary. That is a scary proposition. One-and-done, for the NBA players, Rob, you know, it's tough. Because you're not used to the one and done. You're not used to winner take all, loser go home, and watch with the rest of the broadcasters, you know? And so to face the Warriors in a one and done situation, man, that's scary. That's scary. We saw it last night, the other night, when they hit 63% of their threes against the Lakers. So that, I mean, they can get hotter than any team in the league because Steph, Klay, and they've got some other good three-point shooters too. So it's scary. I would take the Lakers in a 7-game series with the Warriors. Probably take them in the play-in, but I'd feel a lot less confident about a play-in one and done than 7-game series. Mm. The Kings, on the other hand, Rob, 8-1 against the Lakers in their last 9 meetings, as we said. And the problem they present to the Lakers is their speed. De'Aaron Fox, they just can't stay in front of him. Right. He's arguably the fastest guy in the league with the ball in his hands.
He should have been a Laker. They should have drafted him. Hello?
They could have. Can you imagine that? I mean, we'd see if he'd still be here, obviously, but still.
He might have been traded away, Chris, by now. You're right.
I mean, real talk, you know? But he breaks down their defense. AD has to help. This is a simplistic thing of what happens a lot of times when they play. But AD has to help, and then Sabonis can dominate the backboards, which he does when he plays the Lakers. Rob, also, the Lakers will likely be on the road. They're the worst Western Conference playoff or play-in team on the road. 17-21. They're not good away from the crypt for whatever reason. All that said, Rob, I just wanted to add a little drama. I do agree with you.
Oh, you agree?
I would take Golden State.
Yes, okay.
And I'm not saying that they ought to, you know, they can't beat Sacramento, Rob. You and I have covered the league long enough. We've seen
teams own
a team in the regular season.
And then a playoff scenario happens and it changes.
Right.
Yep.
Absolutely. So I'm not saying the Lakers couldn't beat Sacramento in a play-in, but of the two, I think I'd rather face Golden State because the Lakers have a distinct advantage with Anthony Davis and also LeBron. If LeBron wants to play big against the Warriors, he can't. They can't stop LeBron inside.
Right.
He could have a field day against them inside. Obviously, AD can as well. And so that's the big advantage they have. Now, look, as I said, the Warriors were 3-1 against the Lakers this season. AD played in 3 of those games. The Lakers were 1-2 in the 3 games that AD played. So they've played him tough. But still, 1-game scenario, Rob, LeBron doing whatever it takes, dominating inside, and AD doing the same with his defense. He changes everything. So I would rather, if I'm the Lakers, face Golden State.
And you know what, Chris? Golden State could get hot as some grease on a fish fry, right?
Yep.
They could. We've seen it.
Yep.
But if they do that, you have to tip your cap. If they're going to shoot 63% from 3, Chris, you got no shot anyway. It doesn't even matter, right? Matchups,
absolutely.
It doesn't matter about anything. What an AD did. If you're making threes at that clip, you're not going to get beat. It doesn't matter.
Right, right.
But we've seen them also have the stinkers, the bad nights, Chris.
Right.
And with the matchup and with LeBron and AD, they can beat the Warriors if they're not shooting the lights out. So I'm with you.
Yeah, I agree. Like if the Lakers, I mean, again, if they get hot from three, so be it. But if the Lakers play the right way, offensively at least, I think they'll be tough for the Warriors to stop. So let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. If you are the LA Lakers, who would you rather face in the one-and-done March Madness-style play-in game? The Warriors, who you're 1-3 against this season, or the Kings, who you're 1-8 against over the last 2-plus years? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome in. It is the Odd Couple. Hour number two, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
All right. Hour number two of a three-hour show. And if you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection, of course, Express Employment Professionals. Don't go at it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. All right, Rob, we got J.P. Morosi, MLB network analyst, so he can break down what's going on in Major League Baseball so far, Rob, at this early stage. So that'll be fun. It's always good to have
John Morosi.
Yes, J.P. John Morosi on The Odd Couple. All right, Rob, we're sticking. We kind of got a theme going here tonight on the eve of the NBA play-in, which Eddie Howe said, Rob, he loves it. He thinks it's added a lot of excitement to the league. I got to be honest, I love it too. I'm guessing you don't.
No. I don't know why you played the 82 games to let teams that haven't played well all year get in the playoffs. So I'm out on the play-in.
And Lakers and Warriors have played well.
No, they not well enough. They couldn't make the top eight teams. That's not well enough. I mean,
They probably both have home court advantage in the West or in the East.
Yeah, but they're not in the East. I mean, we could say that every year you could pick teams and be like, well,
but
if they're in the
year,
other conference.
The ninth and tenth seed don't play. I mean, they're playing good basketball.
Both. No, but they haven't played well enough to where the Western Conference is this year, Chris. That's all I'm saying.
Right, but the separation's like a game.
Yeah, but that's
games.
What you play for. That's
I get
what
it.
That's,
I get
that's
it.
What,
but
that's it was done like that all the time. There were teams that, you would say, oh, if you take them and put them in the East, they'd make the playoffs or whatever. Well, but they're not in the East.
Yeah.
And you got to keep up with the Joneses.
So much better.
Yeah, in your conference. And 45 wins is fine, but it's what's their final record going to be? 45 and
probably
what?
46, 47 wins, you know, and whatever the 80, my 82 minus.
Yeah, I'm bad at
whatever
math.
That is, yeah.
That's why I went into journalism.
So, yeah, interestingly, let's see, Michael Jordan, where were they? The Wizards were 37 and 45 his last year. I'm trying to see, would they, if had there been a play-in, where would they have ranked? One, would they have, yeah, they would have been in the play-in.
There you
They'd
go.
Have been the
Very
ninth
nice.
Seed. They would have played the Knicks, it looks like, in the play-in, in the ninth, tenth game. But I love it. I do think it's added excitement. I also think, Rob, it has given us a dose of a little bit of March Madness for the NBA. You know, Eddie said it, and I think he's right. Like this, that one and done scenario, it's thrilling. And, you know, ninth and tenth seed, you can't, you know, it's not like they would. Now the eighth seed could complain if they want, right? Because they might get bounced. And miss the playoffs entirely. And they could say, hey, we played 82 games to be in the top eight, and we got there, and now
right,
we're
out.
Know,
right, we're
right.
out.
I don't know that they will complain, but I'm just saying they could. But for the ninth and tenth seeds, hey, it's a shot to get in the playoffs. And obviously, seventh seed could fall out as well. But this year is interesting, Rob, not just because of the thrill of, you know, watching the race. But three legends, absolute legends. One of those three is likely to miss the playoffs entirely. Almost certainly going to miss the playoffs entirely. And I'm talking about LeBron James with the Lakers, Steph Curry with the Warriors, or Kevin Durant with the Suns. Now, I would like to see all three of them advance, you know, for the excitement of it, but it's not going to happen. And I want to ask you, and again, later our audience, Rob, if one of those three superstars has to miss the postseason this year, which one would you rather it be? And it's not even like you don't like this guy or whatever, but just, you know, I could ask it is which two would you rather advance? But either way you look at it, you're picking one that you know, rather not see in the playoffs of the three.
Can I say all three? No, let me stop. Okay.
I mean, ahead. It's a conversation. Do you feel that way? You ready for the new batch to take over?
Yeah, you know, after a while, I'm getting closer to that where we could talk about some new people. And the only way we'll ever talk about new people, Chris, is when they're not around. That's just how it is. And, you know, like we talked about Tom Brady ad nauseum, you know, because he was still playing and you had to talk about
him. We're still talking about Tom Brady.
Though. Yeah, but I'm just saying, but at that point, thanks to Tom Brady, but at some point, you know, you're ready to move on and start talking about other people. So anyway, if I really had to pick one guy to miss the playoffs entirely, I'm going to say LeBron and the Lakers.
Wow. Yes. All right. Why?
Because I think I'll get a little sentimental with Steph and the Warriors as the last hurrah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit. I'm
you
showing
won't have
my
Steph
softer
to
side.
Pick on anymore.
Okay. and then, yeah, he won't be one of my targets, I guess. And then KD, I just think they have too much talent. I would like to see them make a real run, Chris, with their big three and what they could do in the West if they were healthy and those three guys were playing. So I'm intrigued more about KD and the Suns. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a legitimate answer.
That's the reason.
Yep. No doubt. I'm going to say if one of the three has to sit and watch, I'd rather it be KD.
Okay.
Because And I don't – look, I don't think either of the three are winning the West. The team I have the least amount of confidence in, the team I am most frustrated with, are the Phoenix Suns. I think that they're underachievers. I don't think they're, as a team, mentally tough. I mean, Rob, I get it. This is the three-point shooting age. With those three players, how in the world do you ever find yourself down 35-4? With those three, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. Especially when you're fighting for your playoff lives. I mean, come on. And so, to me, that was emblematic of a team that's just somewhat rudderless for all their talent. And you're right, they do have a lot of great talent, obviously. But I don't expect a thing from them. So I would go, like, the Lakers, I think, could make a run. I don't think they can beat Denver, but I think they got a shot against anybody else. I think they can make a run. And Anthony Davis, and we've been saying this for years, Rob, but it would be nice if he would just take the reins once and for all. He has been probably their best player this year. It's arguable. He's certainly been a phenomenal defender, and he's in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. But it would be nice if he took the reins once and for all, and this is my team. And it'd be interesting to see what they could do with LeBron still as their leader. Golden State, I see him playing very good basketball. Again, I think they are dangerous if they get to the final eight playoff teams. I think they could be dangerous. And their style is fun with all the three-point shooting, the driving with Steph. And, you know, there's a fun team to watch. It's a fun brand of basketball. So I would like to see them in it as well. I hope Phoenix makes it. I was as excited, Rob, as anyone when they got Kevin Durant. And I thought they had a chance to win a championship. But as it stands right now, just watching them this season, they're up and down. They're inconsistent. You don't know what you're getting. So I would say KD would be the one that I'd rather not be in the playoffs of the three. And I want KD in it, but I'm just saying,
no,
if one of them has to go, yeah, it'd be him.
It's funny because I just see it the other way. Like you just said it, they're so frustrating. But if you get in the playoffs, Chris, all you got to do is play well for a stretch. And could it click in and then all of a sudden, because when KD first went there, you know, with Devin Booker, people were all like, oh, my God.
Oh, I mean, no doubt.
The Suns, oh, look at the Suns. People were ready to crown them. Huh?
I thought that.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I think they, in hindsight, Rob, they would have been better off, and I know he's not what he used to be, but better off keeping Chris Paul.
Hmm, interesting.
Because one of their problems, they're bad in the fourth quarter. And I think one of the reasons is because they don't have a true point guard. They got guys that can handle the ball, KD, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. They can all handle the ball, and when they draw attention, they can kick it out and get assists. They can get six assists a night. But that is not being a point guard. And they don't have a guy that can direct traffic, that can control tempo, that can get the ball to the right guy in the right place, that can, you know, make sure everybody stays involved. They don't have it. And it's not blaming those guys. They're not point guards. Chris Paul, even in his diminished state, Rob, I think would be huge for them. And I think they would be better off if they still had him. So we'll see. But let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. One of them is likely to miss the playoffs. It's sad but true. So if you have to send one home, which one is it going to be? LeBron, Steph, or KD? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after our show, the podcast goes up. So if you miss any of today's show, just check out the pod. Search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. And then follow, rate, and review our podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. All right, we have a special guest. He's an NFL reporter, does a great job covering the league for USA Today. Friend of the show, we welcome in Tyler Dragon. Tiger, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey.
Did I say Tiger?
You said Tiger. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Chris thought he was making leaving a message. Hey, this is Tiger. Hey, Tyler.
My bad, man.
First, we want to know how Junior's doing. How's your son? How's everything?
Oh, he's doing good. He's going to be 4 months tomorrow. It seems like he's growing every day. Already has a little personality, but he's doing great. Appreciate you asking.
Enjoy it, man, because it goes fast.
Yeah. That's what everybody
tells. Yep. Yes. All right. Let's start. We obviously have the NFL draft coming up. Are you with everybody or most other people that Caleb Williams is the best player or best quarterback, at least in this draft class? And if so, where does it go from there for you? A lot of people like Jaden Daniels, Drake May, some now J.J. McCarthy. Like, where does the rest of the quarterback field stack up for you? If indeed you have Caleb number one.
Yeah, I have Caleb Williams number one, and it's pretty much a done deal that he is going to be a Chicago Bear once the Bears officially put their pick in. But my order is a little bit different after him. I do have Jaden Daniels as my second-ranked quarterback. I really like his mobility.
Not J.J. McCarthy? No? You sure?
No. I like Daniels' mobility. He's 6'4". Yes, he's a little bit slender, but I believe he's going to add some weight on a professional level. And then number three, I actually like Michael Penix Jr. When I saw him play in the college football playoff and at University of Washington, I just like the way the ball flies out of his hands. He has arguably the strongest arm in this draft class. Now, he does have a little bit of injury history.
Yep. Wait a minute. That's a part of his resume, because that was my next pushback, is the injuries. That doesn't scare you, Tyler?
That doesn't scare me because he did play a healthy season at Washington, and as long as you have an offensive line to protect him and as long as he does not absorb those brutal hits in the NFL, I think he'll be fine. All his injuries were pretty much when he was seeking out contact as a quarterback. So he's my third ranked quarterback. And then I have Drake May from North Carolina, and then J.J. McCarthy. So that's probably my top five big board as far as quarterbacks in the NFL draft.
Awesome. Let me ask you about the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on. They're going to make them let them play out the contract and then see, or is Jerry going to cave? What are you hearing with the Cowboys and Dak?
Yeah, I'm hearing that he's probably going to play out this final wow. year, and then they're going to negotiate from there. Now, things can change between now and the regular season, but to me, what I'm hearing is the Cowboys and Jerry Jones are comfortable with Dak Prescott playing this final year under his contract, and they have a lot of other high-priced players, marquee players that are eligible for contract extensions. And first in mind is Micah Parsons, who might be the highest-paid defensive player ever by the time his deal gets finalized. So there's a lot of decisions that need to be made in Dallas beyond Dak Prescott.
All right, so, I mean, they talked about being all in. I think, Tyler, it has been a horrendous offseason for the Cowboys. And I know we got the draft and there's other stuff that can happen, but they've lost several top players. They only have three picks in the top 150, actually 170. They only got three picks, so they can only restock so much. You got CeeDee Lamb maybe holding out. You got leaks about them being tired of Micah Parsons. You're not re-signing Dak. You got a leak about maybe they'll look at a quarterback in the draft. What is going on in Dallas? I think it's been a terrible offseason for them.
Yeah, it has been a terrible offseason. They might be having the worst free agency in all of the NFL, especially in the NFC East when you look at the players of the caliber like the Commanders added and the Philadelphia Eagles with Saquon Barkley. With the Cowboys, they really have not spent a lot of their money, and basically because they were, their salary cap situation, they had to play some salary cap gymnastics. And then they have, like I said, these contracts coming up with the Micah Parsons, with the CeeDee Lamb, and Dak Prescott. And I believe that Jerry Jones thinks that his team is still good enough to compete in the NFC. And then they're going to look at how this draft is going to play out. Yes, they don't have a lot of picks in this NFL draft, but they still have a first-round pick. Maybe they can get a receiver to go on the opposite side of CeeDee Lamb. So they're not too far away, but they did lose a lot of key players in free agency. So it's going to be interesting to see how they maneuver this draft and how they close out free agency, because there's still a lot of pretty good players available. Odell Beckham Jr., he would be a nice addition in Dallas as a number two, number three.
How much does he have left, though? I'm asking. Does he have anything left in the tank?
I believe so, because you're not asking him to be a number one receiver. You're asking him to be behind CeeDee Lamb, maybe be a third option, a pass-catching option in Dallas. And with that, I still think he can be a very reliable and productive player. In Baltimore, he was kind of asked to be the number two option, especially after Mark Andrews got hurt. And at this point in his career, he's not that. But as a third receiving option, I think he's still a productive player.
You mentioned the Ravens. Obviously, they got Derrick Henry. How much of a up? Well, we know it's a great upgrade, but I mean, how much of an impact do you think that'll have on them? They went away from the run inexplicably
in that AFC Championship game, which was right.
Is this a sign that they kind of recognize the error of their ways and will go back to, you know, running the football more? Or just tell us how you think this move will impact this team.
Yeah, I'm still scratching my head that they went away from the run game.
Crazy.
But Derrick Henry, I cannot wait for him and Lamar Jackson to run the read option. I think it's going to cause defenses fits, and it's going to be so potent that, you know, they can win the division again. I mean, with him in the backfield with Lamar Jackson, that's like a match made in heaven. I really do like what the Ravens have done this offseason. Now, I do think they need to upgrade their offensive line. They lost some players. They still have Ronnie Staley at left tackle, but inside at guard and right tackle, they probably need to make some more additions. I expect them to probably address their O-line in the draft. But overall, when I look at this Ravens roster, it's probably the best in the AFC North. But their O-line and pass rushers, they do need to upgrade those two specific spots.
The Jets. Have they done enough in the offseason? Obviously, you never know. You got a 40-year-old quarterback who got hurt on four snaps, and, you know, there's always the threat that he could be injured. But what about what they've done to shore up the offensive line? Are you happy with the Jets offseason?
Well, I do like the addition of Tyron Smith. I still think he has something left in the tank. But overall, I still think they're maybe missing some pieces, especially on the O-line and the interior. I like Morgan Moses. We just talked about the Ravens. He came over from there. But what are you going to do on the interior, especially at guard and at center? Now, on the outside with Aaron Rodgers, I love the addition of Mike Williams to go with Garrett Wilson. Mike Williams has a big catch radius. He's 6'4". He can catch a lot of contested catches, a lot of jump balls. So him with Garrett Wilson, that's going to be a very potent attack for Aaron Rodgers if he can stay healthy. Let's hope he lasts more than four plays and he can come back from that Achilles injury. So that's going to be the huge question. But overall, on paper, I do like the Jets roster.
Well, speaking of comebacks, did you hear Tom Brady? I'm sure you did. And he's smart. He knows what he said.
Threw up in my
he
mouth,
knows
Tyler.
How it was going to be picked up. I mean, I thought he was all but begging for somebody to come get him, Tyler. What is the buzz around the league? And I can think of a few teams that I think could use him. What do you think about the Brady situation and what's the buzz?
I think it's just a whole bunch of talk. Tom Brady is 46 years old. He's going to be 47 on August 3rd. There is no way in the world he is going to come back as a 47-year-old quarterback. Now, I know quarterbacks
at 45, he threw for 4,700 yards.
Yes, but come on now. He's almost 50. Now, I know quarterbacks don't get hit, and you pretty much have flags on them over there. So, I mean, is the door cracked because of how today's NFL is played? Maybe, but no. Tom Brady's just talking. He knows he's going to cause headlines. He's now an NFL owner, too. He's not coming back. Do not be sure.
There's a better chance that him and Drizelle will get back together.
Rob is full of wishful thinking. The last thing he wants is Tom Brady back.
I'm done with Tom Brady. Enough already. Enough.
All right, Tyler. Great stuff as always, man. We appreciate you.
All right, thanks for having me on. Have a great night.
All right.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.